How do you prepare for the unknown? I mean, Dak Prescott.
Talk about the court, yeah. You know, not easy. Not easy to do. I mean, we're trying to dig for all kinds of information. You know, we've talked to Mark Ross, the college scouts, about what they had on Prescott out of college. Obviously, the film in preseason. Landon Collins faced them. You know, SEC, some of those guys we've talked to. But, you know, it's just little bits of pieces of information. I mean, look, we got to defend the offense. And I think Ben mentioned it the other day. This offense, I think it all begins up front. You know, those offensive line, that's a good line. You start looking around at their offense, there's not a lot of weaknesses, in my opinion. And the quarterback's been playing really well. When you put the tape on, I'm sure you guys watched them, the preseason games, he's been impressive. Had a really talented couple of running backs in there. You know, there's some matchup problems. But as far as preparing for a quarterback that's an unknown, it's a little tricky. I remember going through it, believe it or not, in 2012, RG3, we faced him. I was in New Orleans. He was with the Redskins. It was the first game he was going to play. They ran no option football plays all preseason. Now Mike Shanahan was smart. Now, we expected it, but really didn't know how much to work on it. You know, so you did it enough, and you know, they got us on that day. But
how much did they run?
Enough. Yeah, enough. They ran enough. They ran that kind of football. And we hadn't really, you know, and when you don't face it from your own offense, for the whole spring and the whole training camp, it takes a little bit of oiling up, but and I think they'll have a little bit of that in too. So
for you in that moment, that game, I think was the last time they had a rookie quarterback and a rookie running back, right, with Alfred Morris.
Was that his rookie year too?
They were both rookies that year.
Oh, you've got a better memory than me. I thought Morris hasn't been in the league a little longer than that.
I thought they were both. Rookies.
Yeah, you might be right.
But you're also facing it with Elliott, I would imagine.
Yes. I mean, look, to me, you put the tape on and watch a running back like that. I know he didn't have a lot of plays, but we've watched some of Ohio State tape. I mean, we know what we're dealing with there. That's a quality running back. You see him in the Seattle game, the way he ran. He's a tough, physical guy that can get to the edge and can take the corner and run by people. We know what we're dealing with that way. And Morris is a good quality back, too, inside guy. But, you know, we faced him before, and he can find an edge. They're good for you. Look at them. I mean, you watch them. Look at them on paper. Watch the film. This is a good offense.
With that running back, the offensive line, the rookie quarterback, how important is Harrison?
Oh, yeah, big. I mean, but Damon's going to be important every week. I hope he's, you know. I mean, that's why he's here. That's why we got him. I mean, I watched him out there today. I mean, he's a leader. We're hoping he demands double teams. We're hoping people can't block him one-on-one. I mean, that's what he's here for, and he's that kind of player. We just got to get them out there and let these guys go.
Jerry revamped his defense in you know, March with all the free agents and the draft.
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel like you're a kid in the candy store? ready to play?
If I am, I'm looking for more candy. I can tell you that. But the more candy, the better, right? Always. You're always looking for more. No, look, I really like the way the guys have come together. You know, I just think the feel, I don't know what you call it, the chemistry, the way they're kind of gelling a little bit out on the field. I was just in there in a, what I call a back end meeting where we were just doing all the pass plays. And just even in the meeting, the talk, you know, the communication is really good. Kelvin Shepard's been great in the middle. Landon's another year into it, so he's talking more. You know, I mean, everybody go back to when they were 22 years old and thrown in a situation where everybody was older than them. And, you know, it was all new. You tend not to say very much. You know, you kind of. But these guys are coming into their own a little bit, and it's helping. It's really helping.
What do you think Darian can help you the biggest impact?
Darian Thompson.
Yeah.
Well, I've said this right from the beginning. He's a very intelligent football player. That's a great communicator. And he's assertive when he communicates. Like, there's no hesitation. And when you're the guy that's supposed to do that, and you do it right away, it makes the other 10 guys feel better. That's where I think his best quality is. Now he needs to. You know, hadn't played in a little bit. I think that's hurt him a little. And Nat has stepped in there and done a really good job. But I'm glad that Nat has had the experience. We get to see him a little bit. So hopefully both those guys can help us out back there.
If and when he's healthy, is Darian your starter at that other safety spot?
Don't know that yet. You know, we got to make that call here shortly. Dave and I talked about it last night. There's a little bit of the special teams realm in that. Whoever the backup is will probably play a little bit more special teams. So as coaches with Ben involved, we got to figure that out. Right now, during the week of prep, both of those guys have got about equal reps. And part of it was to keep Nat out there because he deserved to stay out there. I thought he played pretty well. And then try to get DT back up and going again, communicating with the guys. But we'll see.
How's he looked to you so far, at least?
It was a shoulder, so, you know, you're looking, and I saw him thud up and put the, it didn't look like he shied away from it, so, in that regard, I think we're okay. I think he feels like he's okay, so, keep our fingers crossed.
Compared to a year ago, I mean, when this was a new defense, can you bring more this year, or is it because you have so many new people, you still have to, you know, can't
yeah,
everything?
We'll figure out as we go. You know, with this team that we're playing, it's not all about bringing people. It's because if we don't stop them from running the football first, we'll never get to that other stuff. You know, I know people are talking about confuse the rookie quarterback. Well, the confusion in a rookie quarterback is more when you can get them behind schedule. If they're ahead of schedule, then all he has to do is hand it off and run his play-action passes. That there isn't going to be anything we can do to confuse that. So it's going to be on us up front and on the second level to keep them from dictating the game by running the ball. I think it's going to be game there. So we've spent a lot of time on that.
Shepherd will wear the radio?
I'm sorry?
Shepherd will wear the radio?
Yeah, he'll have one in, and then, you know, whoever we can get in there is the backup Mike, maybe Mark Keenan. We haven't decided that yet, but it will be Shep, yeah.
I know you said you talked to Mark Ross. Do you go look back at Dax and Elliott's college tape because there's so little on them, or does that is
yeah
that
he
not
put
relevant?
The no I mean I zipped through it, I mean, just because I just wanted to get a feel. He's a heck of an athlete. He's won some big games too, Dax Prescott, so he's been on the big stage. And you know, if you're a rookie quarterback and coming in, wouldn't you like to have that offensive line in front of you and those guys to hand off to, and number 88 to throw it to, and number 82, and a little possession pass game? Mark put together some pass plays at Dax, and then we took, I don't know, 20, 25 plays of Elliott, showed the guys that he can get to the edge, what kind of speed he had, those kind of things, you know.
Last year, I remember going into this game, there was a lot of talk of matching up. Would you match up DRC on that kind of thing? With DRC and Jackrabbit.
Yeah, won't have to do it as much. Yeah, pretty much. And then there are some packages in there. We might take a guy and match him, but, you know, we'll put those guys out there and play. It helps to have, you know, a guy on either side.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What are the advantages to having
that?
The
cardiovascular is in his back. He's not going to run across the – but really, I mean, just getting lined up. And I say that – I'm kidding when I say that. But when you can, as a corner, just stay over there, believe it or not, you get a little bit more rest in between the plays rather than have him come back in the middle. But we got some packages, and we'll do a little bit of that.
I'm not sure if you've been asked this before, but when you see OB and JPP running sprints between plays, are you curious to see what effect that has on them cardiovascularly, and that if it kind of helps, you might actually incorporate that with other players?
Well, we've done that before. Typically, when we've done it, you know, you just see it is when the offense has their period, right? And our show defense is up there. Usually the guys over there getting some conditioning. Now, I will say this. OV started that from day one when he was here,
right.
And it was just him. And slowly but surely, number 90 made his way over there. Now, today you would have saw Jonathan Hankins over there. And I told OV the very first day that when he did that on his own.
Yeah.
I said, that will filter through our guys. And that's when you that's leadership. You know, that's silent leadership, right? He didn't really even have to say anything. And the guys realized what he was trying to do. I think it does make a difference. I think that's been his regime. That's what he's always done. And I know other teams that do the same thing. And it's not coach dictated. It's just guys getting themselves ready to play. I think it's a great thing.
Just to get back to the cornerbacks, for a second, how comfortable are you if Eli's matched up against Dez? Is that something you kind of scheme for?
Maybe you do, maybe you don't. At some point, you know, Eli's got, even when you try to do that, look, Dallas is smart enough, they'll move Dez around and, you know, try to prevent you from, but Eli's at some point, he's going to have to step up there and make those kind of plays. It felt to me like, even these games are running on me, like maybe even New England and the Jets did try a little bit. You know, it's fine, 28, he's 28 at the time, right, he's 24 now. But he's going to have to, I mean, that's what you're going to deal with as a rookie corner. They're going to try you, and I'm sure if they can get it done somehow, some way, they'll do the same thing this week.
Yeah.